The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
And welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez. My co-host is Christy Matthews, but I am flying solo for this one. I had the honor of interviewing a mentor of mine back in 2001. If you've listened to the show, you've heard me speak about the wedding planning certificate program that I took, and that was 16 years ago. That's when I first met Joyce Scardina Becker. Her company is Events of Distinction, and she has studios both in Northern California and in Southern California. And Joyce has been planning events for so many years. And she has been teaching. She's the founding director as well as the instructor of the Wedding Planner Certificate Program, which is taught at an accredited university, California State East Bay. She's been teaching that for over 20 years. So It's been a while, and she's a pro. I mean, she is an expert at one of the highest levels in the wedding planning industry. And so I feel very, very fortunate to have been taught by her. And I called her up. Well, I emailed her one day since I'm here in Northern California. And I said, hey, Joyce, I have this podcast, and you know, I think it would be really awesome if I could interview you for the show. And she said, I'm very busy, but I will make time for you. And here's how. I'm teaching the wedding planning certificate program. I'm back and forth between Northern and Southern California. It is wedding planning season. Why don't you come in to the class on a Saturday? I can give you 15 minutes. And you can record. You could talk to the class. You can interview me. You can listen to me teach. Whatever it is, I'll give you 15 minutes. I said I'll take it. So following is those 15 minutes that Joyce gave me in the class, of which I am very appreciative of. So listen, learn, be entertained, and I hope you enjoy the show. Thanks so much.
And it was a good relationship. They had known me there. And I brought it over to here, Cal Campus in 2003. So, Michelle?
So, hi. I'm Michelle Martinez. I have this because I have a podcast. Does anybody listen to podcasts? Awesome. Yes. So I have a wedding planning podcast, and you have my little card, I think Dana passed out. So when you have time, download it, check it out. You probably would find it interesting given that you are in a wedding consulting course. And so that's why I'm holding this. I'm recording. So I, like Joyce said, took her class back in 2001. And it was still to this day, I think I refer back to my big binder. Especially when I'm coming up with thinking about stuff to talk about on the show. You know, I'll kind of look through and go, oh yeah, I should talk about that, or I should talk about this. But basically I found Joyce's class because I was looking at what I wanted to do, you know, as a career. And I had worked in the hotel industry for a long time, but I didn't quite want to stay there. I didn't want to do that forever. So at the time I was planning my own wedding, and I was really good at it. But not only that, I had the time to do it because it was during the whole .com boom in San Francisco, actually, and then everything kind of went down. And so I was just sitting in my cubicle every day waiting to get laid off with no work to do, but really excited because I was planning my wedding. And I was like, how do brides have all the time, all this time to plan their wedding? And I'm like, wait a minute, they don't. I do because I have no work right now. And then the light bulb went off. Like, wait a minute. My father owned a limo service growing up. I worked with him. I worked in the hotel industry for many years. I knew a lot of vendors naturally because I worked on a lot of weddings in the hotels and I did convention services. And so when I found the certification course at SF State, I was like, I'm jumping on that. I'm going to do that. And it is the best thing I did. Because even now, 15 years later, I have my own business, Allure Consulting. There are still lots of mostly young ladies who have no experience coming into this industry. And there's a lot of mistakes, as you hear, especially with contracts that can be made. And that's a big liability issue. So I commend you for taking this class. It's absolutely necessary, whether or not you're thinking of starting your own business or working for someone else. Like, it's really, really important. I thought I would just tell you a little bit about me and then open up if you guys had questions for me. And if you're open to talking on the mic for the questions, like, might be on the podcast. If not, it's cool. We don't have to. So I started my business back in 2001. Joyce's class, so I have to say, hopefully she won't be offended. She's not going to be offended. She knows. I remember the first day of class going in, and there was about 30, I would say, women, all excited, you know, with our notebooks and everything and thinking this is going to be so fun, you know, like we're going to learn about flowers, DIY projects. And then Joyce started talking, and everybody was like, and then nail biting. It was like, oh, this is no joke. This is a lot of work. And you made sure and told us, like, listen, you got to be serious about this. We're going to do this, this, and this. We've got a lot of work. You're going to have a test. It's going to be timed, you know. So second class, I think there were about 17 people. Because I think you said, like, if you're not serious about this, you have so much time to drop this class. And so it went from 30 down to 17, and of those 17, only 7 of us passed the test. So it was like, it was hard. It was tough. But I can't tell you how invaluable it is. I mean, to this day, like, everything she taught us, I still refer back to it. And that has given me the edge, especially after, like, I think it was like early 2000s, mid 2000s, when everybody wanted to be a wedding planner because that movie, The Wedding Planner, came out with J-Lo. And all these women wanted to be wedding planners because it looked so glamorous. And I used to get phone calls all the time. I don't know if you still do. It kind of calmed down, but like, hi, my name is Sally. I really want to be a wedding planner. Can I come meet with you? Can you talk to me? Can you tell me how I can come into the business? So I've been doing it for a long time, and I love it. I love it very much. And I did full-on planning, and I was like, I think my biggest year I did like 26 weddings in a year, which was a lot for me. I've had a couple of young ladies who have worked for me and I've mentored and who took Joyce's class because I told them they could not work for me unless they took the certification class. And now it's like, it's a little more calm. I have kids. I teach yoga. I live in Boston now. I still fly back for weddings. But now I specialize in month of coordination, which I'm sure you guys have talked about or not. Not sure. Back then it used to be called day of, but we got rid of that term. That's a bad term for the industry, as you've probably heard. And now that's what I specialize in, so that I can have a good work-life balance. That's pretty much my story. So do you guys have any questions, or I'm just curious, are you all looking to get into, like, start your own business? Yeah? Show of hands? Everybody? Not all. Okay. How many are not sure? Okay. Want to work for somebody else? And there is, inevitably, right? I mean, it's a very emotional time. But for me personally, I really try to vet my prospective clients so that I can tell if there's going to be unnecessary drama. Like, I talk with them a lot. I don't want drama. You know, for me, like, my thing is, like, can you just enjoy this? Can you just breathe and be present? Because this is going to fly by. And so when they get so, you know, caught up in these details that I'm like, just let me handle that. Like, who gives a shit, excuse my language, about, you know, that color of your linen? It's a shade off. You are getting married. Like, you're bringing... this is a union. You're bringing two families together. You know, this is the most, right now, up until you have kids, the most important time of your life. So when there's that drama, that's my least favorite part. I don't like it. And then advice is keep up with social media. That's a big one. When I started my business, there was none of this social media. There was no Pinterest. There was no Instagram. There's no Facebook. This is a whole new beast for me. So keep up with that. And obviously, you know, the wedding magazines are great and they're fun to look at, but really, you know, keep open communication with people in the business, all sorts of vendors, see what's happening out there, and keep an open mind and open lines of communication with vendors because they're your team on the wedding day. You know, you are not above anybody. It's not about your ego, it's about them, right? So it's about the couple. So work really well and always communicate well with other people in the industry. Yeah. Okay. My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Yay. Can I just hold? Do you want to continue and I just listen in? Yeah. Okay. Or what?
Did you want to ask questions or did you want me to teach?
Ask you questions?
Yes.
I would like to.
Now's the time.
Okay. All right.
Timeline.
All right. So, Joyce.
Michelle.
Yes. I would like you to just talk a little bit about how you got started in this business and why.
Well, this is a repeat performance because my class has heard this before, and you too, Michelle. Yeah. I promise not to test you on it. Yeah. I have two older sisters that were married many, many years ago, and I was influenced by their weddings. My mother had the foresight of actually hiring and securing the services of the first wedding planner in San Francisco, and her name was Loretta Parker. At that time, she did not charge a flat fee, a percentage, or an hourly fee. Her fees were from all the service providers, which is today in the Bay Area quite frowned upon. No. But at the time, it worked, and Loretta was in my life for many, many years until my next sister got married and continued to remain in our family. And I know what year it was. I'm not telling you.
Okay. A while ago. Okay. And so was she like your mentor then? Did she like help you get into it?
Loretta wasn't an influence. My sisters had weddings that were today would have been considered incredibly high-end and very unusual. Although my parents weren't in that economic background, it just worked back then. And I became the party planner because of that. I then went on to, I was very young. I was 6 years old. I went on to have parties throughout grammar school and high school. And whether you liked me or not, the one thing you always did was to belly up to me around my birthday time, which is March, and you wanted to get on my guest list because you knew that I was going to have the most fabulous party.
I love it.
And that's what kids did. And then I did go on to San Francisco State University, and I was a hospitality and leisure studies major.
Ah, very good. Okay. Wow. I would have liked to have been to those parties. I know that when you started, this wasn't even like a wedding consultant wasn't considered like a job.
You're probably remembering some statistics that I shared with you. The term, as far as a planner, was not an occupational job until 1989. But mothers were planning. Certainly, the brides were helping. But we didn't have wedding planners like we do today, nor did we have the groom involved. So a lot has changed over the years. Yeah.
And I want you to, if anybody listening who's getting married, I would love to know, for you to give your advice on why they should hire an experienced wedding planner and maybe what they should be asking potential when they're interviewing wedding planners.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that claim that they are wedding planners. And as you know, it's as simple as getting married yourself and saying that you're a wedding planner. But there is a reason. We have become a society of experts. And in universities now, there are sub-fields that you can major in within the hospitality management. And so I think that you would be, as a couple, if you're looking for a wedding planner, I would probably look at someone who has either a university hospitality degree or they have returned to universities to secure their certification on a university campus. That would be my favorite choice for a wedding planner. You'll be assured that that person has met very challenging curriculum and has passed it successfully with a university credential. And Michelle, that's exactly what you have.
Now, when I took it, we didn't have the online option. So that's really cool that you're doing that now, especially for people who don't live in the area, right? But I do remember, and I don't know if it was when I took it, but there were a couple of online courses you could take, but they were like one day worth. I certainly feel like yours is the best. I don't know if there's any other, like, university accredited certification programs, right? There's not. What's that?
We are it. California State University East Bay is the only online accredited university program. It was launched 4 years ago at the request and desire of many students that actually were flying to California that were no longer just in another state, but out of state. We had a darling student from Italy, and we've had another student from Singapore, and we finally approached the university to see if they were willing to record the program and launch it online, and so 4 years ago we did. It's offered four times a year. It is in the quarter system, so it's a winter, spring, summer, and fall. Very accelerated, 10 weeks. And so you do have to have the time and dedication to complete that program.
And then any advice on couples who might be looking for a wedding planner, what they should be looking for? I mean, other than obviously the certification, right? The education.
Well, I think overall, when you look for a wedding planner, you need to look for someone that has your vision, that someone always has your backside, and also someone who can take that vision and really run with it. I would look for someone who excels not only in design, but also in logistics. And I would also make sure that that person was my advocate and that that person would really be able to make everything happen for me on that day. And, you know, I know you mentioned a lot of drama. And I may be in the state of denial, but I have to, I know it's the state of California, but I have to tell you overall that the clients that I've had in my life have almost been a reflection and an image of who I am. And they've hired me because they themselves have credentials from universities that they respected. They themselves are gainfully employed and they value another professional, and they trust that after they have given me the responsibility and authority to plan their wedding and their vision, that they can actually go to work and feel secured that I can implement this for them. So the drama that other planners may experience, or the drama that the industry talks about, or the media, because media loves, you know, hasn't been my profile. I've been blessed. I've been blessed with professional couples that want to secure the services of another professional and lets us do our job.
Yes. That's the big part of it. Lets you do your job. Yeah. Great. Okay, I think that's it, because I know we're pressed for time, but anything else that you feel you want to express, any knowledge to throw out when planning a wedding?
Not so much when planning a wedding, but I just want to express, and I hope I don't cry. I don't have children, Michelle. And my greatest love, as much as I love planning weddings for brides, is teaching. Because I have planted so many wonderful seeds that have grown and flourished to beautiful women like you.
Don't. Thank you.
That's it. Yeah. You are the future. You are the generation. And I can't be more blessed than to stand in front of you and my class. All right. Thank you.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Okay.
So this is what happens at weddings. We do cry.
We do.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
We like that stuff. Okay, thank you. You're thank welcome. You so much no, for thank, doing thank, everything that you do,
thank,
seriously.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Yay. Okay, thank you. I'm out.